all those issues, orientation, you know, what are our roles and all that. You did. You brought an immense gift into my life. In the song, The Guitar, though, it sounds like, assuming you wrote that as your first-hand experience, it sounds like you felt frustrated by the world not hearing you about all of these important things, that you're not having the impact maybe that you want to have. Can you say a little bit more about that?
Well, I mean, I did write this song. It was actually part of a musical called Pie in the Sky, which was about, I took the Pied Piper myth. My wife, Ellen Geer, is a wonderful actress and the daughter of Will Geer, who played Grandpa in The Waltons. Some of your listeners might remember that, The Waltons out there. She was in Harold and Maude. She runs a theater here in Topanga, and we did something called Pie in the Sky, which was the Pied Piper myth, where the kids in the village, and it was based on the stuff that the meltdown that happened at Three Mile Island, looking at all the nuclear stuff that was going on and how the parents weren't listening and wouldn't pay attention. And the kids were nervous about it and scared, and the local custodian, his name was Pi, which I played in the play, ends up taking the kids away from the people and going away because the grown-ups wouldn't listen to the kids, and they ended up without their kids, like the Pied Piper of Hamelin. And it was a musical, and we wrote this song because there was a crazy lady in town who just kept telling people what was going on, and no one would listen to her. And actually, there is some frustration in writing things and hoping people can kind of get it, that you're not always just singing to the choir. I'm not just singing to people who say, well, I really like his songs because I understand what he's saying and I feel the same way. I'm interested in having some songs out there that people go, I never thought of that. That's really interesting. Yeah, I wonder why that isn't more important to me, or whatever lesson they may learn from it. There's also a line in there talking about, she was just an instrument too finely tuned. And a lot of my work has been in mental health with not only kids, but grown-ups too. And people who seem too finely tuned for our society, because they get bounced around and knocked out, you know. Also, my wife in the theater, how many times do you hear, you know, well, if you can't take the heat, get out of the frying pan. People that want to be actors have to deal with rejection consistently, you know. And when do you listen to someone and say, that's a really good critique, I need to work in that area more? Or when does it become an attack on someone's person? Which is certainly one of the things that we see these days in terms of the defamation of character kinds of strategies that particularly, you know, it's not just one party. It's predominantly one party as far as I'm concerned. But I've seen left people defame somebody else without sticking to the issues too, which is upsetting to me. Let's talk about the verbs. Tell me what someone's doing. Don't call them names. Because what happens is you feel like I can't even bring anything up because I'm going to get labeled. I can't bring stuff up because someone's going to label me as being unpatriotic or that I don't care about the country. Now, unpatriotic's a label, but to say that I don't care, maybe I am, depending on how you're defining patriotic. If patriotic means blind obedience, I'm unpatriotic. I don't want to do blind obedience. I want to look at what behavior's going on and take a look at it and say, you know, this part of it's kind of, I get your nobility of purpose. I understand why you're doing it, but here's what's going on when you do it that way. Let's look at another way we could do it. I'll give you an example. One of the songs that's on this is getting the most airplay on my Disciples of Perfection album is a song called I'm Lucky and You're Not, which I wrote, of course, tongue-in-cheek, but it's getting a lot of airplay, and I kind of am hoping, I'm sure there's some people out there listening who aren't sure whether I'm doing it tongue-in-cheek or not. Maybe we should play that for the folks.
It's I'm Lucky. It's by Peter Alsop. It's off of his new album, Disciples of Perfection.
Well, I'm lucky and you're not. I enjoy all the stuff I got. And that's tough to do because your pain keeps making me blue. I got privileges you don't. I get things in ways you won't. God just loves me a lot more than he loves you.